In today's Mishnah, from the 14th and 15th Mishnah, from the first parak of Masechet Avot, the Mishnah begins. Hu ya amar, this is referring to Hillel once again, he would say, Im ein ani li mi li. If I do not look after my own concerns, in other words, if I not motivate myself in what I'm meant to be doing in the eyes of Hashem, then mi li, who is going to look out for me? In other words, I have to take full responsibility for my own religious well-being. Ukshen ala'atzmi, however, if I'm preoccupied with my own concerns, then ma'ani, what worth do I have? What chashivut do I have? What importance do I have if I'm not looking after other people? Vim la'achshav, if not now, imatai, then when? So what's im la'achshav, imatai? One understanding is, as simply as I think brought by Carter here, is that every moment is fleeting. If I do not seize it, then it is past and cannot be retrieved. Another explanation is this brought by Rashi, is this refers to this entire world. If one does not prepare in this world, then when they come to the next world, it will be too late, because they can only enjoy that which they've invested in this world. Now, their understanding, as some people say, is that they will put off their learning and say, for example, I will not engage in learning, I will make my fortunes and retire at the age of 40. However, unfortunately, sometimes things do not go to plan and they will not ever be able to engage in learning. Let's now learn the 15th Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Shammai Omer. This is now Shammai's response. He says, Ase Torah Tcheva. Make Torah your primary preoccupation. Makeveda Mishnah says this comes to partner with what his Rav Shamaya explained. He says you have to love Malacha. Yes, that is true, but still, despite the fact you must love Malacha, there still has to be a sense of priorities in one's life. Torah itself should be the Keva, and as we'll learn, the Malacha, when it comes to work, that should be considered transient in comparison. Then understanding to what it means kviot, having fixed times in one day, according to the Rosh Hashanah, that this is the time for Torah, and it's locked into one's calendar, never to be pushed off or changed. Mishnah then continues, Shammai also said, Omer me'at v'oseh haber, say little and do a lot. And that mimics Avraham Avinu, that when a malachim came, he says, I'll get you a small bit of bread. And then ultimately, seeing the Chumash, he actually provided them entire b'maisa in action, provided them a full feast. As opposed to Rishayim, where it's the other way around. V'have makabel et kol adam b'sever panim yafot. And one should accept everyone with a panim yafot, a good countenance. What's interesting here, it says b'sever panim yafot. I think of the Miri here, I believe, he explains that even if one is not necessarily so happy, it's inconvenient, nonetheless, when someone comes to you, you should still make it that they will yisvor, they will interpret your reaction to them being as if you are very happy for them to come. What's interesting here is the Kol Avot says that Shammai here is coming to provide a different perspective to Hillel. Whereas Hillel, when he says Makarim la Torah, you've actually got to go out to individuals, whoever brought him, you can go to action and almost intervene. Shammai actually says, no, you don't have to go out there, you simply lead by a good example. You say, you do O Torah Tcheva, Omer Ma'at V'aseh Harbeh, and through that, by setting an example, that's his approach, according to the way Kol Avot explains, his approach to how one can Makarim la Torah. And those are the Mishnah today.